Like, you've got lots going on.
I love that. Sorry, everyone. We're just laughing and gasping here. And it's time for the Court Theatre Chats with lovely Alison. Alison, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm loving the yellow, by the way.
Cheers. Yeah. Loving the purple.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're complimentary colours.
Yeah, they are, really. Yeah. How's life? How's Court Theatre?
Court Theatre's great. Court Theatre's busy.
Yeah, yeah.
As always. A lot of kids and music coming up, I guess, is one way.
Yeah, lots of that.
Yeah. So,
Now, before we get into that, though, there was something on Sunday, yesterday, at the Court Theatre that was quite interesting.
No, you're thinking of the thing that I did?
Yeah.
That wasn't actually at the Court Theatre. That was run by Equity Aotearoa.
So it wasn't at the Court Theatre, though?
No, it was just open to all performing artists in Otatahi, Wananga.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's quite cool.
I just went along, but our own Gretchen LaRoche was speaking on a very cool panel about creating your own mahi.
I love that.
So that was, it was great. It was just... a nice opportunity, I think, for all sort of performers in Otatahi to come along.
Yeah, I think that's a great initiative.
About making art. Yeah, it was lovely. The Court Theatre had our Ushers Awards going on. So it was still busy.
That is brilliant.
Well, we've got, I don't know if everyone realizes.
You have so many though, don't you?
So many. Yeah. And they're all volunteers.
Yes.
Which is kind of amazing. And if you like get a coffee there, they also volunteer on the like coffee bar as well. And we've got some that I've been ushers for the Court Theatre for like 50 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's bananas but amazing. And yeah, just that like love and support for the theatre.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like the chair of the Friends Committee, Annie Bonifant, she started as an usher when she was 18. I don't know how old she is now, but yeah, I think she would acknowledge it's been a while, but that's like and I just think that's kind of amazing to think as like a student
who
just loves theatre and has like continued that relationship with the theatre.
Well, and I love the concept of like how you can go and volunteer to be an usher. Like, I think it's a brilliant concept.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's a way to see shows for free.
Yeah.
I mean, not totally for free because you do. But yeah, it's nice. And when they've, you know, some of our very regular ushers always have a good chat with them and get their responses to the shows.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great thing about them being volunteers. You're always so chatty and happy to be there.
Yeah, and it means I'm sure that they sometimes see shows that would not be ones that they would necessarily pick.
No, but it's good to do that.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
How do people, if they are interested, how do they begin that process of becoming an usher?
They talk to, probably just email communications.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Would be the best way. But it would be Annie and Rachel, that, you know, Rachel.
Cool.
They'd be organising all of that. But yeah, definitely, if anyone wants to be an usher, they should absolutely get in touch.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I don't do it. I think I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else has been going on? There's not much time left on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess my big question for you is, have you been to Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth of Heathcote Valley Road?
No, I haven't.
Liam, you have one more week.
I know. It's been busy. I am going to go this week. Absolutely.
You must. I think you would dig it, actually.
Oh, I absolutely will. I know I will because, of the sheer kind of nature of what the play is and like that concept I always enjoy.
I think you'd appreciate that it is both ridiculous and very smart.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really love that you get to see two phenomenal actors, also amazing design, but that it's an, like, you do actually get to see them performing Shakespeare really well.
Yeah, right.
As well as seeing it all go to Custage.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, that's cool.
You know, it's not like Greg has written it in such a way that it's not like the humour's not coming from it from them being bad actors. It's coming from the circumstances.
Yeah.
And their relationship, which also has a little kind of poignant element to it.
I'm sure they're a married couple, you know.
Yeah, long time married, many tensions.
Yeah, there's many factors to that. Yeah. And also, because I've seen Mark Hadlow in so many bloody court theatre things now. He has almost a slapstick way that he moves around a stage.
He's got a number of pratfalls.
Really?
And when we had the, you know, on Tuesday nights we have forum afterwards, we Q&A. And, like, he can't help himself. You know, got someone asked a question about fight combat, and Mark's up there, like, demonstrating how he could fall over. And he's in his 60s, and he can still... you just can't, like, switch that man off.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, so, you know, that's great. Passion right there.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm terrible. I have to go. Yeah. What's... up next?
Oh my gosh, so we've got the return season of Something Rotten.
Right, so that is next.
Yeah, yep. they're coming back in soon. And then, like when I say there's a lot of children, a lot of music. So obviously musicals are Something Rotten. And then we've got The Little Mermaid Junior in rehearsal. So that's also children and musicals. And then for Fun Home, the kids have already started their rehearsals, so they're doing like music rehearsals in preparation for...
So what is Fun Home like about?
Oh, where do I start? I love this musical so much. It's and also the one and only Deborah Francis White said that if you're a feminist you must see it. So it's an adaptation of Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir, which gets described as a tragicomic, like comic play on the word. And it's really like it's her memoir. So she's you've kind of got the 40-year-old Alison, who's like now a well-known comic writer, like going back into her memories.
Yeah, right.
And you've got like little Alison and medium Alison, and it just... it's like funny, it's sweet, it's sad, it's uplifting, like...
Because
it's life, right? So it kind of goes in all of those places. And the music is just so good. It's a hard one to describe because it does go in a lot of places.
Is it telling like individual stories or something?
It's really like it's her life and kind of a bit of a coming of age, but also particularly her relationship with her... father.
Yeah, right.
I won't give any spoilers. A complicated man.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the Fun Home is because they ran a funeral home. It was the Bechdel family funeral home.
Right.
But it's incredible. It's like if you just Google it, you will see it comes up on pretty much every best show of the last 10 years. It's one of those that just was started off Broadway, so I saw it in its off Broadway iteration and then transitioned. And has just captured everyone, I think, in a way that people didn't quite expect.
Oh, that's great.
Should do the same for Otahi.
I love when the kind of the cool plays come to town, you know? It's great.
Yeah, it's like this is your chance in Aotearoa to see this amazing musical. Totally. And it's like, you know we do musicals well.
I mean, well, that's the thing, like the quality here, it's not reduced by any means.
Oh my God, no.
It's because we're not Broadway or something.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so whole cast returning for Something Rotten?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Dedication.
Which, I know. Well, like, they really loved it. Like,
yeah, really, I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
It was just, like, they would be so fun to be in.
Yeah, and they're just, like, such a gorgeous group of people as well. That I think that, like, that ensemble appreciation and feel for each other has also kind of lifted up. We're looking forward to having
how
them back.
Often this is a real this is just total tangent, but how often does romance blossom between two actors in
You
play.
Mean a showmance?
A showmance. Oh, my God. Of course it's got a name.
Quite frequently.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, and there are the ones that I think particularly, like, when you're younger, there's that, like, burst of, you know, and then it fizzles out. But then there's also, I think, like, the kind of real relationships that just come out of, you know, working a lot together.
And intensely.
Course. And
I mean, it happens.
Yeah,
sure,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a work romance, essentially.
Yeah, right, right.
But yes, yeah.
Oh, I would love.
They do have a portmanteau, so you know, you know they have it.
Oh, man, yeah. See, things like that, that would make working court theatre interesting, I reckon.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a bit of the story of Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth, right? As two actors.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yes, yeah. Yes. Who have been, you know, they would have once been a romance on stage, a wee flirtatious romance.
Yeah, yeah.
Who got married and, you know, God knows how long now. Though I assume you'd find out roughly in the play how long we've been together, which I need to go see.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I'm terrible. What else? Is there anything we've missed?
Oh, my gosh. There's
probably
there's
so much, actually.
There's so
really.
Much. We'll have to chat about it in coming weeks. But, there's, you know, we've always got the court jesters with Scared Scriptless. And, oh, you also, the other thing you need to do is get along to Spontaneity, try a little improv.
Yes,
I remember we had this conversation.
I know, we did. And I want to try it. Oh, what's it? Because I have had this discussion again recently with someone about this.
Yeah. So we'll hook you up. You can try a class.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. See, I've gone through my head so many times thinking, will I be any good at this? But
you've got to try. And I mean, improv, I think, is one of those things that if it scares you, is also a good reason to do it. And, like, there's so much. Yeah. It's not, you sort of, like, I think the thing that terrifies people is the idea that you've got to be, like, a major extrovert or a big show off. And it's not at all like that. Really, because the principles behind it and everything's very much about, like, making your scene partner look good and playing, finding the game, playing the rules
of
the game.
Well, often in those things as well, it's like the quieter people always have the funniest things to say, you know?
Yeah, and this, I mean, it's one of the things I love about the jesters as well, is that each one of them kind of has their little style.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, you know, you're going to get some esoteric off-the-wall humour from, like, Hannah and then you're going to get, like, big characters.
Yeah, of course. I never thought about that, but you would get
They've each
get
got
that.
Their
yeah.
own little flavour, yeah. which is great.
Okay, well, the court theatre needs to fill up my diary, really, then, doesn't it? Yeah. Yes, great.
Get on it.
I'm really glad we mentioned the ushers today. I feel like that's great and a really cool part of the whole court theatre thing.
They are amazing.
Yeah. And I encourage listeners to get involved in that if you're keen. I think it would be cool. Alison, thank you so much for joining me this morning. As usual, it's always a pleasure.
Likewise.
I hope you... do you have a busy week ahead?
Always.
Do you ever have quiet weeks?
Sometimes you think you're going to have a quiet week. It's all comparative, you know.
Who needs quiet weeks? That's boring.
We love theatre, so it's all good.
Yes. Well, if you want to head along to anything court theatre related, the Court Theatre website is fantastic, actually. It's great. And you can get everything there. So, Alison, one more time, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.